Yo.
And we welcome you back to Seneca. The sun is setting. The lights are on. Beautiful evening for the second game of our doubleheader here at the Legion Zone 4 AA Baseball Tournament. Brandon Tamman with you, Logan Carpenter, our studio producer, moments away from the first pitch between the top two seeds in this tournament, the one seed Corning and the two seed Hiawatha, the winner advancing to the state tournament next week out in Concordia. If you're just joining us, the first game tonight, Seneca able to eliminate Sabetha with an 8-5 win. So Seneca moves on. They keep their season alive. They'll play Doniphan County tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. And like I said, Hiawatha Corning coming up, the winner advancing. And then the loser of that game will be in the late game tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, taking on the winner of that Seneca-Doniphan County game. And then the winner of that one will be the second team that punches their ticket to the state tournament out of this Zone 4 here in the AA level. So, again, sounds a little bit confusing, but if you get it, you get it. We'll continue to talk about it as the night progresses. But fantastic game coming up between the top two seeds. Should be a lot of fun. Let's get you the starting lineups for this one. And the road team will be the two seed in Hiawatha, and this is how they will go in this game tonight. Brant Barnhill will lead things off. He is in left field. Batting second is Ashton Rocky. He'll play center. Xavier Oldham bats third. He is at second base. Joel Bryan in the cleanup spot. He is at shortstop. Cooper Jacobson is at first base. He bats fifth. Caden Smith will be the DH and bats sixth. Matt Monaghan is at third base. He bats seventh. Cade Pyle will be in right field batting eighth. And then Cooper Wishrup, the catcher, will bat ninth with Carson Gilbert on the mound for Hiawatha. So again, for Hiawatha, Barnhill in left, Rocky in center, Oldham at second, Bryan at short, Jacobson at first, Smith the DH, Monaghan at third, Pyle in right, Wishrup the catcher, and Carson Gilbert on the mound for Hiawatha. They come in with a record of 10-4. Now it's time for the home team and the top seed in Corning. They are 10-2 coming in, and they have played super, super well the last few weeks. Five straight wins, and they have won 10 of their last 11. And that one loss in that span was to Hiawatha back on June 18th. They split their doubleheader and are 1-1 against each other coming into this one here tonight. Again, the top seed Corning will lead things off with Trenton Talley. He is at second base. Zach Fisher, the 2-1A All-State pitcher, will bat second and pitch. Drew Gibbs batting third. He'll be at shortstop. JT Ross, the cleanup man, he'll be in left field. Kyler Womack, the catcher, he'll bat fifth. Brett Heideman at third base, batting sixth. Henry Heideman will be at first and bat seventh. Hunter Lehman, the center fielder, batting eighth. And Miles Wimberly will be in right field and batting ninth. So again, for Corning, Talley at second, Fisher pitching, Gibbs at short, Ross in left, Womack the catcher, Brett Heideman at third, Henry Heideman at first, Lehman in center, and Wimberly is in right field. Again, thank you so much for hanging out with us here tonight. Sabetha eliminated in the first game. Seneca, the difference really a 7-run inning in the fifth, which helped put that game away. An 8-5 winner against Sabetha. Sabetha made it interesting down the stretch, but nonetheless, Seneca able to hold on for the win. Again, they'll get Doniphan County tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. And the winner of this one tonight, Hiawatha and Corning advancing to state, with the loser awaiting the winner of Seneca and Doniphan County in the late game tomorrow night. And that late game, the winner of that one will punch the final of the two spots out to Concordia next week. We'll step aside for a quick timeout. Teams awaiting their introductions, but we'll continue on after a brief timeout. It's Hiawatha and Corning coming up here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size, can't find one, standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gerken storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gerken? Gerken Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gerken offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gerken.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gerken storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
We heard it a lot during 2020. Stay local, shop small. Remember to keep that in mind when you're looking for your next mortgage lender. United Bank and Trust offers a full mortgage lending team available to help you through it all. Looking to buy a new house or tear down a few walls as your family grows? Stay local with your team at United Bank and Trust. Stop by your local branch and let a mortgage lender get you started. Or apply online at www.ubankonline.com. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Souther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Moreland James Bank is excited to announce they've officially adopted a new brand, Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank. While the brand may be new, the commitment to the community remains the same, to provide the same great personalized service from the same great local bankers. Reach out to one of the Bank of Blue Valley bankers or visit bankbv.com for more information. Bank of Blue Valley, with locations in Hiawatha and Sabetha, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Moments out from the first pitch between Corning and Hiawatha as the winner will advance to Concordia next week in the state tournament in the Zone AA Legion-style tournament here this week. It's been a fun ride so far in Seneca. Brandon and Logan is our studio producer as we're waiting the starting lineups for Hiawatha and Corning, although we know the lineups, but they're getting set to announce those prior to the national anthem. A little bit about both of these teams coming in. The top two seeds, Corning, they have played very well. Five straight wins, and they have won 10 of their last 11 games, coming in with a record of 10 wins and 2 losses. But again, five straight coming in against Hiawatha. They are 1-1. They played a doubleheader back in the middle of June. That was on the 18th. They won the first game 6-3, but then Hiawatha won the second game of that doubleheader by a final score of 10-9, and then they were supposed to play on July 5th, but those games were rained out and were not made up. Hiawatha, they come in with a record of 10-4 after their 6-2 win over Seneca last night. Also forgot to mention that Corning had the 18-0 win over Doniphan County in that latter game of the doubleheader last night. But again, back to Hiawatha, 10 wins and 4 losses, just 4-3 over their last 7 games, but an impressive outing in that 6-2 win over Seneca last night. But it's going to be a lot of fun. Both teams very impressive, and rightfully so, the top two seeds coming into this tournament. It's the top seed Corning and the two seed Hiawatha, the winner advancing to the state tournament next week out in Concordia. We'll step aside for another timeout, get you set for first pitch when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Summer has arrived, and we all love to take in those warm summer rays. But we must remember to protect our skin and eyes from the damaging effects of the sun. UV exposure is the main culprit for skin cancer diagnosis. If you plan to be out in the sun, the best protection for your skin is to use sunscreen, SPF 15 or higher. Wear protective clothing, including a hat and sunglasses, and find plenty of shade. Please talk with your primary care physician today if you have any concerns or questions about your risks for skin cancer. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Finding True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, is where you'll find everything for your yard and garden projects. They have grass seed, fertilizers, lawn spray, and for your garden, bulk sweet corn seed, beans, peas, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Of course, they also have garden and yard equipment you can rent, tillers, sprayers, grass seeders, and a full line of tools to help you with your project. At Heinen True Value, just ask Reynolds. Behind every project is a True Value.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. The next time you have a break, let's talk.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Are you a rancher? Are you worried about commodity prices? Livestock Risk Protection, also known as LRP, provides your business with a defense against declining livestock prices in the future for fed cattle, feeder cattle, and swine. No one can predict where prices will end up, so take away the worry with LRP. Contact SBS Insurance Agency at 785-336-2821 to learn more about protecting your livestock business.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Legion Baseball here on KNZA, presented by Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Also want to thank C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, helping you get there safely. Highland Community College, close to home but far from debt. HighlandCC.edu for more information. And Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Corning has taken the field, the top seed in the home team here in this nightcap. Hiawatha will bat first as the winner advances to the state tournament next week in Concordia. You missed our first game tonight. Seneca tops Sabetha by a final score of 8-5. So Sabetha, the first team eliminated. And we'll have two games tomorrow night. First game up will be Seneca in Doniphan County. The winner of that one will take on the loser of this game between Hiawatha and Corning. And that final game at 8 o'clock tomorrow night will earn the second spot out of this two teams going to state, or the two teams out of this five-team field going to state next week. Of course, we'll have the coverage of both of our area teams out in Concordia next week. State tournament 19th through the 23rd, Wednesday through Sunday. Excited to bring you that coverage next week. But excited for this one. These two teams split their doubleheader back on June 18th. Corning won the first game 6-3, lost the second game to Hiawatha 10-9, and they were supposed to play July 5th, but those games were rained out and not rescheduled. Zach Fisher, the Class 2-1A All-State selection on the mound for the Onega Buffaloes, getting the nod here in this big-time game against Hiawatha. He is pitching to Kyler Womack, the catcher. Brett Heidemann's at third. Gibbs at shortstop. Tally, the second baseman. You got Henry Heidemann at first. Ross in left. Lehman in center. Wimberly is in right. For Hiawatha, 10-4 coming in. Just 4-3, though, in their last seven. They beat Seneca last night 6-2. It'll be Brant Barnhill, Ashton Rocky, and Xavier Oldham, the top three in this order. As the sun is down, the lights are on, it's a calm breeze from left to right, beautiful conditions. Winner to the state tournament next week. Thank you so much for hanging in, Brandon and Logan. Another time with you on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Zach Fisher gets the nod, shaking yes to the first sign from Womack. Barnhill steps in the first pitch, high and inside for ball one. And we are off and running in this win and move on to state ball game. One ball, no strikes. Fisher works quickly. The next pitch is popped up. Left side, shallow left. Running in is Ross, and he can't get there, and it drops in for a hit. It was off the inside part of the bat. Barnhill was out in front. Ross screaming towards it, but could not get there, and that is a leadoff hit for Brant Barnhill. That'll bring up the center fielder, Ashton Rocky, who had three hits in the win over Seneca last night, including a double. He's got Barnhill at first with nobody out, no score, top one. Fisher, a quick throwback to first, and Barnhill back safely. Rocky, a very talented athlete. As Fisher again throwing back to first base, really keeping an eye on Barnhill. A lot of these guys know each other very well. Does Barnhill run? He does not. First pitch to Rocky is in there for a strike. In an absolutely gorgeous evening here in Seneca. Sun is down, the lights are on. And another throwback to first, and that was actually pretty close, but Barnhill back safely. No balls, one strike. Ashton Rocky, the Hiawatha center fielder. Barnhill led off the game with a single to shallow left. At first base with nobody out. Fisher taking his time, fires the 0-1. It's a high fastball, throw to first, and not in time. Another close play. They are really eyeing in on Barnhill down at first. Count evens up to Rocky here at one ball and one strike. Now another throw back to first. And Barnhill smiling, just shaking his head. The importance of this game. The loser will still be alive, but will have to win one more game tomorrow night. There's a foul ball. Barnhill was taking off on that pitch. Might have been a hit-and-run scenario because Rocky swung at that one on a pitch that was low and outside. Just fouled it away. It'll be one ball and two strikes. Rocky taking his time, steps back in from the right side, wearing jersey number one. Another throw to first. Not in time. Barnhill back. It's probably the fifth or sixth time they have thrown back over there. Hiawatha in there. Dark blue tops, trimmed in white and red, gray pants. Baby blue tops for Corning, trimmed in white and blue with their gray pants. Popped up, right side. Could be a play here for Henry Heidemann, and he can't get there. And it stays one ball and two strikes on Ashton Rocky. Hiawatha made the state tournament last year. Just one team made it out of the zone tournament. This year, obviously, it's two teams. Hiawatha went 1-2 at the state tournaments in Topeka in pool play, but did not get out of it via the tiebreaker. 1-2 in the dirt. Steal for Barnhill. Throw on a hop, not in time. And Barnhill does, in fact, steal second base, and he's in scoring position with nobody out. And the count now on Rocky, two balls and two strikes. Zach Fisher, a leader for the Onega Buffaloes this past spring. They got a fourth place finish in one of their best seasons, if not the best season in school history. Here's a 2-2. Ground ball, but right back to Fisher. He'll make the play to first, but Barnhill able to take third. So a 1-3 ground out. For the first out of the game, Barnhill now at third base with one down. That'll bring up the second baseman, Xavier Oldham. Oldham, another righty. Plays up and back in the box. Fairly straight up, slight bend to the knees. Here's the first pitch by Fisher, and it is high. But it gets a good bounce off the backstop, and Barnhill has to stay at third. Hiawatha threatening to score the first run of the game here in the top of the first. One out, so 1-0 count here on Oldham. Barnhill at third base. Hiawatha beat Seneca last night 6-2. Getting to this game here with Corning tonight. Corning put it on D.C., Doniphan County with an 18-0 win. There's a curveball that checks the outside corner for a strike, and it's one ball and one strike. The Fisher looking over at third and fires, and a slow roller, Barnhill dancing. Fisher looks back, and the play at first for the out, and Barnhill couldn't move. Oldham grounds out, and now it is up to Joel Bryan, the shortstop. Barnhill at third, two down. Top of the first, no score. Here's Joel Bryan. First pitch by Fisher is high for a ball. And the 1-0 by Fisher. Ground ball left side, nice hop. Played Brett Heideman, throw to first, in time for the out. So Barnhill is left stranded. And Hiawatha scoreless in the top of the first. To the bottom of the first we go, no score here on KNZA.
Hi, this is Joyce Sidbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a 12-bed home plus care facility that specializes in memory care. We maintain a 1-staff-to-4 resident ratio and recently increased our starting wages. We currently are hiring for certified nurse aides and certified medication aides. If you want to work in an environment where you have the ability to truly make a difference, we encourage you to apply online at oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000 for more information.
This is Ian Goodenkoff, Vice President of Mortgage at Community National Bank. Some of the advantages of Community National Bank, we are very competitive in the market, interest rates, products, services. We also have the local town feel. Our intent for all of our mortgages is to continue to keep the servicing of the mortgage after you close. You're not calling some 1-800 number for any questions that you have after the closing of your loan. Welcome home to Community National Bank, serving Seneca, Sabetha, Tonganoxie, Bayshear, Topeka, and Overland Park. Community National Bank is innovation for every generation.
Kansaland Radio.
Hiawatha leaving a runner stranded at third in the top of the first inning. No score. Corning coming up for the first time. The top seed in this zone tournament. Brandon Tamman with you here in Seneca. Beautiful night, no doubt about it. As it'll be Carson Gilbert pitching for Hiawatha. And the top three in the Corning order, Trenton Talley, Zach Fisher, and Drew Gibbs. Corning hooded on Doniphan County with an 18-0 five-inning win last night. Carson Gilbert, a strong right-handed thrower. The inning that really put it away last night for Corning against Doniphan County was the third. They scored 9 in the first two, but then they added 9 more in the third. That really put the game away. Hiawatha with Gilbert getting his final warm-up tosses in. Wishrup the catcher, Monaghan's at third, Bryan the shortstop, Oldham's at second, Jacobson at first, Barnhill in left field, Rocky in center, and Pyle is in right field. No score, bottom one. Here we go. Here is the Centralia Panther in Trenton Talley. Talley wearing jersey number 0. Bats from the right side. Gilbert hits the sign and fires the first pitch. And it runs inside for ball one. Hiawatha, 10 wins and 4 losses coming in. They finished with a league record of 6-2 in the regular season. Next pitch, 2 Talley in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. Gilbert likes the sign from Wishrup and the 1-1. Inside again, now 2-1. Again, Talley, Fisher, and Gibbs drew up for Corning here in the first. JT Ross, if one of those three are able to get on. 2-1, pitch by Gilbert. A ground ball right side, Oldham at second, plays it well, plenty of time to first. And there's the first out. That'll bring up Zach Fisher, the pitcher. Fisher, sensational senior season with the Buffaloes. this past spring. They finished fourth in Class 2-1A, and he was an all-state selection as a pitcher. So Hiawatha will certainly have their work cut out for him here tonight as Fisher fouls straight back the first pitch, which was a fastball, and it's no balls and one strike. Fisher also a right-handed hitter. Gilbert out of the windup, kicks and fires. That one's low and outside. And it's one ball and one strike. Defense fairly straight up right now, with nobody on and one out behind Gilbert. Next pitch, fastball high and away, and it's 2-1. Before their game last night against Doniphan County, they had a couple of games that were rained out, Corning did, and they were basically off for almost 2 weeks prior to that win over Doniphan County. And they got a little momentum back playing last night. Next pitch outside to Fisher. Now it's 3-1. And the 3-1 by Gilbert. In there for a strike on the inside corner, and it's 3-2. Drew Gibbs due up next. Tally led things off with a ground out. Fisher here, the second batter in the bottom of the first, a 3-2 count. Gilberts lifts the knee, fires. And it's low and outside, ball 4. And Corning has their first base runner. Fisher via the walk. He's at first with one down. That'll bring up Drew Gibbs. Gibbs looking down, getting the third base coach's sign from the left side, and is in there. Gilbert out of the stretch and fires. First pitch fouled away by Gibbs for strike 1. Not completely dark yet, but we're getting there. Sun is down, a few clouds off in the distance, still fairly clear skies, lights are on. Seneca beat Sabetha in the first game tonight, 8-5, to keep their tournament alive. They'll play Doniphan County tomorrow night in our first game. Next pitch by Gilbert, a fastball that's low. It skips in the dirt, and Fisher up to second base without a throw, and he is in scoring position with one out. One ball, one strike here on Gibbs. Hiawatha had a chance to strike first. In the last half inning, they left a runner stranded at third. Now Corning has a runner at second base with one out. Next pitch inside to Gibbs. It's now 2-1. The 2-1 by Gilbert. Another one that runs inside, missing barely, and it's 3-1. JT Ross due up next. Ross had a big night against Doniphan County last night. He was our player of the game, reaching base 4 times. He awaits on deck. Gilbert's next pitch roped into right center field, and that is trouble. It finds the gap. That's going to score Fisher easily. Gibbs to second, and he is not stopping. The cutoff by Oldham. Throw to third is in time for the out. Corning will take the 1-0 lead, but an incredible throw from shallow right by the second baseman, Oldham, to get Gibbs trying to stretch out a triple. So it'll be officially a double, and trying to stretch it out to third was Gibbs, and he is gunned down. Good play and tag by Monaghan as well, the third baseman. 1-0 Corning, 2 outs, nobody on. Here's JT Ross, takes one inside for a ball. So a nice defensive play, but Corning gets on the board first. Gilbert back to the windup and fires. Pitch inside, it's 2-0. So 2-0. The left fielder, JT Ross. That's from the left side. Pitch by Gilbert. That one is up and in. Now 3-0. Tyler Womack is due up next. Gilbert likes the call and fires a 3-0. High and inside, ball four, so it's a four-pitch walk, and the inning continues. And now a quick meeting on the bump. Pause in the action, so a ground out, a walk, a double and a walk. But Gibbs, on that RBI double, trying to extend it to a triple, but he was thrown out at third. Now two outs, Ross at first, Kyler Womack coming up. Corning with the 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the first. Good chance with this meeting on the Hill to thank our great sponsors, Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. And also Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? So after the meeting, Gilbert back to the stretch. Ross at first with two down. A run across for Corning and a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the first. And here's Kyler Womack. Check swing, but went around. And it's no balls and one strike. Womack, a strong hitter and a very good defensive catcher. Takes a fastball, but outside, one ball and one strike. Gilbert out of the stretch again and fires. Womack wanted to swing, but it's a ball on the outside, an off-speed pitch, and it's two balls and one strike. Gilbert looks at first and fires. Next pitch is low, and it's now 3-1. Three balls and one strike. Brett Heideman due up next. Corning has struck first and lead at 1-0. Gilbert's next pitch, fastball outside, ball four. So back-to-back walks. Ross up to second base, and Womack takes first. And here is Brett Heideman, a left-handed hitter. Corning a 1-0 lead, but with two outs here, threatening potentially for more. See if Gilbert can get out of it. First pitch in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Winner advancing to state next week. Seneca eliminated Sabetha earlier tonight with an 8-5 win. Now Heideman pops this one up, but it's in the infield. Oh, and coming in and not making the catch is Brian, and everyone is safe. Now trying to go to third is Womack, and there's a pickle between second and third. Monaghan finally throws it back to second, and it gets into center field. A run is in, and it's 2-0. So a pop-up in the infield, and what should have probably been a play by Gilbert, he was called off by Brian. He can't make the catch. And then Womack gets caught in a pickle between second and third, and then going back to second, the throw sails into center field, and everybody is safe, and another run is in. So that'll be two errors on that play. And Corning now with a 2-0 lead and still batting with runners at second and third with two down. Here's Henry Heideman, who takes the first pitch outside for a ball. There's a swing and a miss, and it's one ball and one strike. So that was a bizarre play. Gilbert just has to get one out here. There's a foul ball out of play. And Heideman behind in the count at 1-2. Womack the runner at third. Brett Heideman the runner at second base. 2-0 Corning here in the bottom of the first, but a base hit could double it up. 1-2. Ground ball. And it's into center field for a hit. Brian thought the out's going to be recorded. It is. It's going to be runner interference. So it's going to be the third out as Brett Heidemann blocked the chance for Brian there, and that does, in fact, end the inning. But they will count the run in from third, so a three spot for Corning in the first, and they lead it 3-0.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmeltley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
At Union State Bank, we are rooted in tradition, but always looking forward. That means that while we are always focused on delivering the latest advancements to our customers, we are grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of our business. Each of our 8 branches has its own community history while enjoying the advances we can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank, we celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. Thank you for your business. Union State Bank, NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
KNZA.
Well, correction on the end of that inning. That run on the runner interference, that was the third out. That run in from third actually did not count, so it's 2-0 Corning. As that was just kind of a bizarre home half of the first. You had 2 errors on one play and then also a runner interference play that turned out to be the third out. But Corning able to score 2 on one hit. They left 2, and we head to the second inning. As Corning has the 2-0 lead, it'll be 5, 6, and 7 in the Hiawatha order. Cooper Jacobson, our player of the game from last night in their 6-2 win over Seneca, playing first base here in this game. He'll lead things off here in the second. Fisher's first pitch is low and inside for ball one. Hiawatha had a runner at third with one out in the first, but unable to score. There's a swing and a miss by Jacobson. 1-1. And the 1-1 by Fisher. Tried the outside corner, did not get the call, and it's 2-1. Jacobson, Smith, and Monaghan do up for Hiawatha here in the second inning. 2-1 by Fisher, tying away. Now 3-1. Fisher sets and fires and swinging all the way, and it's fouled down the third base line, and the count is full, 3-2. Jacobson was the starting pitcher last night. The win over Seneca, pitched 6 strong, gave up just 1 run, 4 hits, and had 5 strikeouts. 3-2 is swung on and missed, and Jacobson frustrated with himself there, but a big comeback there by Fisher for the first out here in the second. First strikeout for Fisher in the game. That'll bring up Caden Smith, who is the DH. Corning, 2-0 their lead. Top of the second, 1 out, nobody on. Popped up on the first pitch, Smith just enough to get over the fence and out of play. And it's 0-1. Takes off one side by Womack, approves of the second offering, and fires in an off-speed pitch that's low. And it's now 1-1. Next pitch low again, and it's 2-1. Fisher works quickly and fires, a swing and a miss. Get off speed pitch and took a little bit off. Smith was out in front, and it's 2-2. And Fisher works and fires, and it's hit. very well down the right field line, and unable to get there is Wimberly, a diving attempt, and it's all the way to the fence. Smith is taking his time, and he could have maybe gotten to third, but he eyed the double the entire way, and that's a one-out double. Great effort by Wimberly down the line and right. Laid out for it, but just under his glove, and then it bounced to the fence. And Smith with a one-out double. And that'll bring up the third baseman, Matt Monaghan. Second hit of the game for Hiawatha. So Smith at second base, Fisher out of the stretch. First pitch here to Monaghan, right down the middle for a strike. Fisher sets the righty to the righty. Took one off there, another off-speed pitch. It swung over to the top and missed, and Monaghan quickly behind at 0-2. 2-0 Corning here in the top of the second. Winner advancing to state next week in Concordia, and there's a bender looking. Strike three, the second strikeouts for Fisher in the second out of the inning. And it's up to Cade Pyle, the right fielder. Smith at second base, now two down. And the first pitch to Pyle. Fastball for a strike. So good job by Fisher, coming back strong after the one-out double he gave up to Smith. He struck out two this inning. The next pitch by Fisher is swung on and missed by Pyle, and it's quickly 0-2. So a chance to strike out the side and end any threat here in the top of the second. No balls and two strikes. And Fisher fires, and a swing and a miss on a high fastball, well out of the zone. And Fisher does, in fact, strike out the side, so a one-out double does no harm. We head to the bottom of the second inning, Corning 2 and Hiawatha nothing.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Corning 2, Hiawatha nothing. To the bottom of the second inning we go here in Seneca with the winner advancing the state tournaments in Concordia next week. Brandon Tamman and Logan Carpenter are studio producer. Appreciate everyone for hanging with us here tonight. Seneca eliminating Sabetha in our first game by a final score of 8-5. So Seneca will play Doniphan County in our first game tomorrow. And then the loser of this game will play the winner of that game in the nightcap with that second spot at state on the line there. Here's Hunter Lehman to lead things off. Ground ball, left side, throw to first in time, and one pitch and one out. Nice play by Joel Bryan over there at shortstop. That'll bring up the number 9 hitter for Corning. That's Miles Wimberly. Corning got two runs on one hit in the first. Hiawatha's defense also committing a couple of errors. First pitch to Wimberly in there for a strike. Gilbert works quickly. No balls and one strike. One out. Bottom of the second. Here's a ground ball right side. Oldham misplayed it on a hop, and then he couldn't find it. It was right in front of him, and that'll be the third error on the Hiawatha defense. And Wimberly is on with one out. That'll bring up back to the top of the order. Trenton Talley steps in, and he'll ground one to the right side. Oldham now lost it again, and not in time. His throw is wide. That is back-to-back errors by the second baseman, Xavier Oldham. And you can see the frustration out there with him. That could have been a double play. And now Corning has runners at first and second with one out. A very dangerous part of the lineup coming up, starting here with Zach Fisher, who walked and scored in the first. Corning 2, Hiawatha nothing. Bottom 2, one out, 2 on. These two split their lone doubleheader they played back in mid-June. Fisher fouls off the first pitch. It was a high fastball back into the screen, and it's 0-1. Well, in the first game between Seneca and Sabetha, both defenses there struggled at times with a lot of errors piling up, and now Hiawatha has really hurt themselves here early in this game with three errors, and now one right back up the middle. It's into center field for a hit. Fisher comes through. They will stop both runners as they keep Wimberly at third. Tally to second, but now the bases are loaded. So the bases are loaded with one out, and here is Gibbs, who smoked a double to right center field and drove in a run in his first at bat, but he was thrown out at third trying to turn it into a triple. And now he has a big opportunity to extend on this two-run lead in the bottom of the second. Gilbert's first pitch is outside for a ball. Had some bizarre plays here in this game. Again, the story early is three errors by the Hiawatha defense leading to one of the two runs being unearned. But now the runners at second and third, if they came around to score, would also be unearned as both of those guys reached on back-to-back errors. But at first base, Fisher, that was not an error. That was a sharp single right back up the middle to center field. Two balls and no strikes in the pitch. A swing and a miss. Might have caught a piece of it, but nonetheless, two balls and one strike. Wimberly at third, Talley at second, Fisher at first. 2-0 Corning here in the bottom of the second. Gilbert needs to put something together here. Next pitch rides high and inside, and it's 3-1. J.T. Ross due up next. Really, there's not an easy out in this Corning lineup. You can also say that for Hiawatha. Both of these lineups have been so good throughout the summer. And the 3-0 actually rides inside, and it hits Gibbs, and a run is in, and it's now 3-0. Gibbs has driven in two. And now here's another meeting on the hill as it's now 3-0 Corning. The bases are still loaded with one out. Not sure if we got a pitching change coming or not. But this could turn into a big inning if Hiawatha is not careful. And two of the three runs have been unearned. And they will keep Gilbert in the game. J.T. Ross, he walked and scored in the first. He's got Wimberly at third. Or take that back, yes, Talley at third, beg your pardon. Fisher's the runner at second, and Gibbs is at first. Gilbert out of the stretch. The pitch is down the left field line, and it tails foul. Ross waiting on that one. It's 0-1. So after Lehman grounded out on the first pitch of the inning, an error, a single, and a hit batter has led to another run. Corning's lead is 3-0. Bases are loaded with one out. Roberts desperately needs an out here. The pitch outside. One ball and one strike on JT Ross. The loser of this game still alive, but they'll have to win one more game tomorrow night to get the state. The winner of this one will get there. Right now, Corning the advantage with a 3-0 lead and still threatening with one out. The base is loaded in the bottom of the second. It's a 2-1 count now on JT Ross. Kyler Womack due up next. Gilbert's pitch is out, flared towards left center field, and it drops in for a hit. In front of the left fielder, Barnhill, everyone kind of had to hold up to make sure it wasn't going to be caught, but everyone is safe. Ross comes through with an RBI single, and it's 4-0. Tally in from third base. Fisher moves up to third, Gibbs to second, and now Ross stands at first. Four runs have scored, only one of which have been earned, and now Womack sends it to right field, but a running catch is made by Pyle, and everyone held. That was a nice play by Pyle in right field, and there are two outs. Fisher thought about tagging up, but he hesitated and then had to go back. So now two outs, and it's now up to Brett Heideman, who reached on an error and then was called out on a runner's interference to end the first. Take an off-speed pitch in there for a strike. It's 0-1. So two more runs have scored. A base hit could add more or would add more. It's a 4-0 Corning lead. Fisher at third, Gibbs at second, Ross at first. And a high chopper. Bryant at short, gloves it, throws in time for the out. That could have been a lot worse, but again, a couple of errors early on leading to a couple of unearned runs. So we have got two in the books. Corning doubles up their lead, 4-0 over Hiawatha. To the third inning we go here on KNZA.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Corning with a 4-0 lead over Hiawatha as we start the third inning of play. Two more runs in that bottom of the second inning for Corning, both unearned, as Hiawatha's defense has committed four errors in the first two innings. Three of the four runs scored have been unearned. Zach Fisher, a very strong quality right-handed pitcher, now with a 4-0 lead to work with as we start the third inning of play. Winner moving on to state. Loser will have to play tomorrow night at 8 o'clock and win that game to be the second team to qualify for the state tournament. Legion Baseball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. Also, Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? So, Hiawatha coming up here in the top of the third. It'll be 9-1-2 in the order with Wishrup, Barnhill, and Rocky. And they will have to put a rally together, down 4-0. Here's Cooper Wishrup, the catcher. Facing Fisher for the first time tonight. He'll step in from the right side, play up and back in the box. Fisher's first offering is a swing and a miss for a strike. Trip steps back in. No balls and one strike. Just getting going. Top of the third. Fisher's next pitch. High fastball. Swing and a miss. It's quickly 0-2. Fisher struck out the side in the second inning. And make it four straight strikeouts. Fastball that catches the outside corner. Wishrup looking all the way. And the first out here in the third. That'll bring up the top of the order. Brant Barnhill for a second time. He singled to lead off the game, but was stranded at third to end that inning. Fisher likes the sign from Womack and fires. Off-speed pitch that doesn't break down in time. It's high. It's 1-0. The 1-0. Fastball in there, and it's one ball and one strike. Corning's got a good defense behind him. Fisher's 1-1, a swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. So Fisher is in quite a little groove right now. Struck out four of the last five. And he's got a 1-2 count here on Rocky. And a foul ball by Barnhill to stay alive at one ball and two strikes. Defense straight up, outfield medium depth. 4-0 Corning here in the top of the third. Oh, and that fastball runs way high and inside, and just getting out of the way in time is Barnhill. He avoided one off the chin, and it's 2-2. Even from up here, you can hear Fisher grunting on every pitch. He is really putting a lot behind him. Those fastballs are whizzing. Not really a word, but cruising in there quickly. Off-speed pitch, just missing outside, 3-2. Sometimes when you call games, you just, just start talking and just ignore that portion of it. So 3-2 is swung on and missed, and Womack secures the strikeout, kept it from skipping away in the dirt, and now Fisher has struck out five of the last six, and that'll bring up Ashton Rocky. Rocky grounded out to the pitcher in his first AB. It's up here with two outs and nobody on in the third. As Corning leads it 4-0, they scored two in the first and two in the second. First pitch, it's rifled into right center field and waiting on that breaking ball. And Rocky, just a disciplined hitter. And it is a two-out single. He stayed back. The off-speed pitch that broke right over the plate about knee-high. And to the opposite field, Rocky went for a single. So two outs, Rocky at first here, Xavier Oldham. Oldham grounded out to Fisher in his first at-bat. Now gets a chance here with Rocky at first and two down. So Fisher has to go back to the stretch, and he'll throw to first. Rocky back safely. Beautiful skyline. The flags are down. There's no breeze right now. Very, very calm. And the next pitch, a fastball in there for a strike. Should say the first pitch. It's 0-1 here on Oldham. Fisher's 0-1. Off speed in there. And it's 0-2. So we've got a chance to strike out the side for a second straight inning. 0-2 on Oldham. Can he do it? Rocky takes off. It's a high fastball. Womack can't get it out of his glove. And no throw, and Rocky is up to second base. And Oldham now with a 1-2 count. Rocky got a good jump, but the fastball got in there quickly, and if Womack exchanged it from the glove to the hand quickly, could have had a play out there. Rocky at second base, here's a 1-2. Swing and miss. It was a half-hearted check swing on a curve ball in the outside corner, and Fisher strikes out the side for the second straight inning. So Hiawatha strands a runner in scoring position. We head to the bottom of the third, Corning, a 4-0 lead.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Farmers, it's that time of year again. The warm south winds are beginning to blow and the fields are greening up. The strong south winds can help to produce those famous Kansas thunderstorms. Don't wait until it's too late. Let SBS Insurance give you worry-free protection for maturing crops during those stormy spring days with various crop hail insurance products. Stop by your local SBS Insurance office today for all your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
4-0 Corning over Hiawatha as we head to the bottom of the third inning. Brandon and Logan with you. Continuing on with our coverage of Legion Baseball all throughout the week. Great support from all of our sponsors and listeners. We appreciate them all very much. Corning 4-0 coming up for a third time. It'll be Henry Heidemann leading off the bottom of the third against Carson Gilbert. His first pitch swung on, hit to the gap in right center field, and a diving attempt missed by Rocky. And it's going to get all the way to the warning track. And Henry Heidemann, a stand-up leadoff double. Great effort in center field by Rocky, laying out, but just off the reach of the outstretched arm, diving to his left. And Heidemann's at second base with nobody out. And here's Hunter Lehman, grounded out to short in his first at-bat. Corning an opportunity here with a chance to extend on the lead. Lehman shows bunt, pitch outside, but he didn't pull the bat back, and it's a strike. So he shows bunt. Let's see if he continues that to try to get the sacrifice and gets Henry Heidemann over to third. Gilbert out of the stretch. Lehman shows bunt and pulls back this time, and the pitch is high for ball number one. It looks like they want to play for the sacrifice. The infield is still playing back along the edge of the grass. 1-1 now. He didn't show bunt, and the pitch was low and inside. And it's two balls and one strike. That double by Henry Heidemann, the fourth hit of the game for Corning. Four runs, four hits. Hiawatha, though, has had four errors in the game, three of the four runs unearned. Gilbert, a light toss back to second base, keeping Heidemann a little bit honest over there, back in safely. Count 2-1 here on Lehman. See if he tries to put the bunt down again. Showed it twice. He doesn't this time, and he swings and misses at a fastball in the outside corner, and it's 2-2. So doubtful, he'll show bunt with two strikes. See if Gilbert can get a big strikeout here. 2-2, low and inside, and it's 3-2. Miles Wimberly due up next. Henry Heidemann led off the inning with a double to right center. He's at second base with nobody down. Three balls, two strikes here on Lehman. Big pitch coming up here for Gilbert. And it's a foul ball just left of the line down third base. Lehman will have to trot back home and try it again. Of course, again mentioning the winner of this game will advance to the state tournament next week. The loser will have to play again tomorrow night and win a game to advance to state. And Gilbert with a backdoor breaking ball gets a big strikeout as Lehman is down looking. First strikeout for Carson Gilbert. First out of the inning, here comes the number 9 hitter in the right fielder, Miles Wimberly. Wimberly reached on an error and scored one of the two runs in the second. I'll foul away the first pitch, and it's no balls and one strike. So again, the first game tomorrow night will be Seneca and Doniphan County. That is an elimination game as well. And then the loser of this game will play the winner of that game at 8 o'clock. And then the winner of that second game will be the second team to qualify for the state tournament. Next pitch low and outside. One ball and one strike here on Wimberly. Runner at second base with one out. Bottom three, Corning with the 4-0 advantage, trying to add more. Fastball runs inside. It's 2-1. Henry Heidemann, the leadoff double. He is there with one out. Gilberts fires outside, and it's 3-1. Gilberts had to fight through the first two and change, but again, his defense has not helped him here tonight with four errors. Three of the four runs unearned. Corning a 4-0 advantage. You'll take them how you can get them, no doubt. And an off-speed pitch is inside, and it drills Wimberly in the back. So he is hit and will take first base, and now runners at first and second with one out. And to the top of the order with Trenton Talley. Talley is 0-2. He reached on an error and scored a run in the second. Henry Heidemann at second base and Wimberly at first. And a foul ball here on the first pitch, and it's 0-1. Corning scored two in the first, two in the second. They have two on and one out here in the third. Their lead is 4-0. Gilbert sets, fires the 0-1. It is high. One ball and one strike. Gilbert looks back at second. Heidemann there. Next pitch low and inside. Two balls and one strike. I will say this about the home plate umpire tonight. The strike zone's a little bit wider than it was in the games last night. Next pitch low and inside. Now it's three balls and one strike, and now Gilbert's really exerting a lot of effort here to keep this thing within reach in the first half of this game, but certainly don't want to give up a walk here with Fisher due up next. 3-1 is hit to the left side. Ground ball fielded by Monaghan. He'll tap third. Throw to first. Not in time. So the second out recorded. The lead run is out at third. So Tally's at first. And Wimberly moving up to second base. So they get the fielder's choice. Nice play by Monaghan at third. So now two outs. Tally at first, Wimberly at second. And it's up to Zach Fisher here. Fisher has walked and singled and has scored a run. Corning 4, Hiawatha nothing. Sharp grounder. And on a hop, Brian has it. Fields throws. Not in time. His throw gets away. But I think they're going to call runner interference again. But let's see. Hiawatha was running off the field like we could have had another runner interference over there with Brian again. That was Wimberly who kind of hobbled in front of Brian at short. The umpires are meeting, so let's see what they're going to call here. So this time it is not going to be a runner's interference. And a run is in. Or wait, the run is not in. Excuse me. Or wait, it is. Sorry, take that back, as Wimberly did score. So it'll go down as an error by Brian. That's just a tough play. Fisher just stole second base. So, yeah, Fisher at second, Tally at third. Two down, another one across. It's 5-0. Now the count, 1-1 here on Drew Gibbs, who doubled in a run in the first and then was hit by a pitch with the bases loaded in the second. So he has driven in two. Next pitch inside, now 2-1. And this one is hit to the right side, but fielded nicely by Jacobson. He'll tap first for the out. But another error leading to another Corning run. So after three innings, a 5-0 Corning lead, we head to the fourth here on KNZA.
The retail room at Anderson Meats in Troy is now open. Besides continually growing meat processing, Anderson Meats now has local meat available in the front of the store that you can grab and go. The selection varies, and they will continue to add more options. So stop in on Last Chance Road in Troy and check it out. Anderson Meats, friendly and local staff working efficiently to process your livestock in a timely manner and does every job to exact customer specifications. Anderson Meats, just south of Troy on Last Chance Road, where quality meat satisfaction.
Moreland James Bank is excited to announce they've officially adopted a new brand, Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank. While the brand may be new, the commitment to the community remains the same, to provide the same great personalized service from the same great local bankers. Reach out to one of the Bank of Blue Valley bankers or visit bankbv.com for more information. Bank of Blue Valley, with locations in Hiawatha and Sabetha, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Corning able to extend on their lead, adding one more run in the bottom of the third. It's a 5-0 advantage over Hiawatha here in this late game tonight of our doubleheader, the Legion Zone 4 baseball tournament in Seneca. Brandon and Logan, part of the broadcast team. Winner to the state tournament next week. Loser will have to play another game tomorrow night and then win that one to be the second team to go to state. Hiawatha here in the fourth, trailing by five. It'll be 4, 5, and 6 in the order, facing a very confident Zach Fisher, who has struck out the side in the last two innings. Struck out the side in the second, struck out the side in the third. Very, very, very good pitcher in Zach Fisher, who is a first-team All-State selection as a pitcher for Onega this past season in Class 2-1A. So a 5-0 lead for Corning. Here's Joel Bryan. Grounded out to third his first time up. And we'll start here in the fourth inning. Fisher sets and fires. High fastball for ball one. Bryan, Jacobson, and Smith. Two up for Hiawatha here in the fourth. Here's the 1-0 by Fisher, and it's hit out towards left center field, and it drops in for a hit. And it's a leadoff single for Joel Bryan, his first hit of the night. That'll bring up Cooper Jacobson. Just over Gibbs at shortstop. So Bryan on at first, leadoff single. That'll bring up Jacobson, who struck out in his first at bat. A left-handed hitter against the right-handed thrower in Fisher. Another throw to first. Close play. O'Brien back in time. Hiawatha has left one runner stranded in every inning so far. Now they have their leadoff man on here in the fourth. First pitch by Jacobson in there for a strike. See if Hiawatha can work with this leadoff single. Another throw over to first. Bryan is back safely. Fisher is very, very concerned when Hiawatha has been able to get a runner at first. He has made a lot of throws over to first. This time a high off-speed pitch missing the zone, and it's 1-1. And Jacobson, in his first at-bat to lead off the second, got ahead 3-1, but then ended up striking out. Now he'll pop this one up. Womack going towards the fence, and he can't make the play. Tough one, but it drops foul, and it's 1-2. O'Brien at first base after the leadoff single. Jacobson down in the count, 1-2. Top of the fourth inning, with Corning leading Hiawatha 5-0. Fisher sets, taking a look over at first. Not much of a lead for Brian, but he'll take off, and it's rifled in between the gap, and that will find left center field for a hit. Long turn over at first base. Jacobson stays there, and now runners at the corners with nobody out. That was a well-executed hit and run, it looked like. Brian did not have a big lead, but he took off. And as he took off, Gibbs at short ran to cover second base. And if Gibbs would have stayed true, he probably would have caught that liner. But now at the corners, with nobody out, and Hiawatha threatening to get on the board. First pitch to Caden Smith is high for a ball. He doubled in his first at-bat, but was left stranded there. That was back in the second, but now he's got him at the corners with nobody out. Fisher throws to first. Jacobson is back safely. So now 5 hits in the game for Hiawatha, still trying to get that first run. Down 5-0 in the fourth. You got to take advantage with 2 on and nobody out. And this is hit well towards center field. Lehman will eye it, make the catch to record the first out, but deep enough to score the run from third, and Hiawatha's on the board. It is now a 5-1 game. Jacobson stays at first, so he's there with one down, but a sacrifice fly by Caden Smith. And he has had 2 productive at-bats, and it's now a 4-run game. Corning's lead is 5-1. Fisher now another throw to first. Jacobson back in time. This will bring up Matt Monaghan, the third baseman. Struck out his first at-bat. Fisher looking. Looks back towards second. Nobody there. Now fires. Monaghan swing and misses. At a fastball, it's 0-1. So a single. Put him at the corners, and then a sac fly by Smith. Made it a 5-1 game. Monaghan over the top of that curveball, missing everything, and he's quickly down 0-2. Runner at first is Jacobson. Fisher throws back again, another close one. And Jacobson back safely. Hiawatha is certainly an aggressive team when they get on base. There's no doubt about that. Corning knows that very well. Fisher fires, just missing inside. Monaghan stays alive. It's now 1-2. I think Fisher thought he had a strike out there, but the umpire said no. 1-2, 1-1. 1-1. 5-1, the Corning lead. And there is a strike on the inside corner. And Monaghan said something to the umpire, and now the umpire is going to say something to the coach. 7 strikeouts for Fisher. Monaghan has struck out twice, and Monaghan said something to where the umpire has to at least talk to one of the Hiawatha coaches. We've seen that twice tonight, so I said earlier that this strike zone is a little bit wider than what we saw last night. Different umpires. And the players are noticing that because twice now on strike 3 calls, they have said something to this umpire. So 2 outs. Pyle fouls off the first pitch. Kate Pyle again checks in. He struck out his first at bat. Jacobson the runner at first. Now 2 down. Hiawatha has gotten a run in. Sacrifice fly by Caden Smith. Corning's lead is 5-1. You're in the top of the fourth. 0-1. Fisher certainly still concerned with the runner at first in Jacobson, and he throws back over there again. Jacobson there safely. No balls and 1 strike. Fisher working on Pyle, fires in a pitch that's outside. It's 1-1. State next week, Wednesday through Sunday, 19th through the 23rd. Corning holds, they'll be there. Hiawatha will have to win one more game if they lose here tomorrow night. The 1-1 gets back to the fence. And Jacobson up to second base without a throw. So a base hit could add another. See if Pyle can come through. It's two balls and one strike. With two outs. Jacobson, the runner at second. Hiawatha getting their first run in the inning, but trailing 5-1. Fisher fires a 2-1. That is in there for a strike. And it's 2-2. Fisher has struck out 7. And a chance for 8 if he can get the strikeout here. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Pyle on a high fastball. 8 strikeouts for Fisher. But Hiawatha able to get on the board. A sack fly by Caden Smith. And after 3.5, Corning 5 and Hiawatha 1.
This is Chase Wilson, commercial lender at Community National Bank. We're committed to fueling your future business. With our expertise in commercial lending, we provide a tailored solution to help your venture thrive. As your local community bank, we understand your unique needs and offer personalized support. Experience the difference of a trusted partner who invests in your success. Join us today and unlock a world of opportunities for your business. Welcome home to Community National Bank, serving Seneca, Sabetha, Tonganoxie, Basser, Topeka, and Overland Park. Community National Bank is innovation for every generation.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
KNZA.
Brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. We also want to thank C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, helping you get there safely. And Highland Community College, close to home and far from debt. HighlandCC.edu. Brandon and Logan with you here. Beautiful night in Seneca. Under the lights, the flags are down. No breeze at all as Carson Gilbert back to work for Hiawatha. Hiawatha able to get their first run of the game that last half inning, but they still trail Corning by a score of 5-1. 4 of the 5 runs by Corning have been unearned. Hiawatha's defense has been kind of the difference tonight. They have 5 errors in the game, which has led to those 4 unearned runs. 4, 5, and 6 in the Corning order here in the bottom of the 4th. JT Ross to lead it off. 2 at bats. He has reached twice. A walk, a run scored, a single, and an RBI. He has been very good in this tournament. He has reached base, actually, in all 6 of his at-bats here in the tournament. Take a first pitch strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. He was our player of the game last night. What was there? 18-0, 5-inning win over Doniphan County. Pitches outside by Gilbert. 1-1. Ross, Womack, and Heidemann do up. Ground ball right at the shortstop. Bryan fields it well, takes his time, and the throw is on the money for the out. So Ross retired for the first time in the tournament, and that'll bring up Kyler Womack. Womack, a walk in the first, and he is also lined out to right. He certainly has home run power. Bats from the right side. First pitch by Gilbert. In there for a strike. Womack steps back in. Corning with the 5-1 lead here in the bottom of the 4th. Swing and a miss on a fastball there. Good location on the inside corner. Womack missed it all, and it's 0-2. No balls and 2 strikes, 1 out, nobody on. Bottom of the 4th. Gilbert fires. Little chopper to the right side. Tough play for Oldham, but makes the play in time for the outs. Oldham had the back-to-back errors in the second inning, which led to 2 more runs. But he makes a nice play there for the second out. So two up and two down, two ground outs. Here's Brett Heideman. Reached on an error in the first, and then he was called out on a runner's interference. Then he grounded out in the second as well. First pitch by Gilbert, in there for a strike. Gilbert looks a lot more confident here in the fourth, trying to retire the side for the first time in the game. 0-1 missing inside, one ball and one strike. Hiawatha certainly has the firepower to come back from down four. Corning leads it 5-1. 1-1 by Gilbert is roped right back up the middle for a hit. Gilbert almost made a cat-like reflex catch above his head, but it just got past the glove and into center field. And that is the second time that Brett Heideman has reached. It's his first hit of the night, and he's at first base with two outs. And here is Henry Heideman. Doubled in his last at-bat. First pitch by Gilbert, swing and a miss, but it's low and it gets into the dirt and back to the screen. And Brett is able to take second base without a throw. One ball and no strikes. I was right. It is 0-1, beg your pardon. He did swing over the top of that one. So it's 0-1. A base hit could add another. It's another foul ball. It's 0-2. So Gilbert, a strike away from getting out of the inning. Ross and Womack, back-to-back ground outs, and then Brett Heideman with a two-out single and getting to second base on a wild pitch. He is there, but the count 0-2 on Henry Heideman. And there's a swing and a miss. Pitch on the outside corner, and they'll complete the strikeout. That's the second strikeout for Gilbert, and by far and away his best inning. So for the first time, Corning does not score, and we head to the fifth, a 5-1 game.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Souther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Kansaland Radio.
Zach Fisher back to work as we start the fifth inning, Corning a 5-1 lead over Hiawatha. The winner of this one advancing to the state tournament next week in Concordia. The final day of the tournament will be tomorrow night. We'll have two more games for you. Seneca and Doniphan County will play in an elimination game, and then the winner of that one gets the loser of this one, which the winner of that late game tomorrow night will be the second team to qualify for state next week. We'll have all the coverage Wednesday through Sunday out in Concordia. One ball and no strikes as Cooper Wishrup, number 9 hitter for Hiawatha, leading off the fifth. He'll show bunt and then pulls back, and it's a fastball in the outside corner for a strike, and it's one ball and one strike. Wishrup struck out his first time up. Doesn't show bunt this time, and the next pitch, just missing high, and it's 2-1. Wishrup, Barnhill, and Rocky. Hiawatha has had one hit every inning, and they have left a runner stranded in every inning. Swing and a miss there. Two balls and two strikes on a pitch that was a little bit low and outside. Fisher has struck out 8. He's got Wishrup down 2-2. High and inside. Curveball didn't break as much. And the count 3-2. 5-1, the Corning lead over Hiawatha. Just getting going in the fifth. Thanks for hanging with us. A late night, just past 10 o'clock. I'm happy to have you listening to us. And there's a swing and a miss. Fastball in the inside corner. 9 strikeouts now for Fisher. That's the first out here in the fifth. Back to the top of the order. Barnhill up for a third time. He is 1-for-2, a single and a strikeout. Three of the five innings, Fisher has retired Hiawatha's first batter. First pitch to Barnhill, high fastball missing, it's 1-0. Barnhill singled in the first. He was at third with just one out, but he was left stranded there after a couple of ground outs. Another pitch that runs high and inside, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. Hiawatha left a runner stranded at third, and left a runner stranded at second in the second. Left a runner stranded at second in the third. Were able to get their first run in the fourth on a sac fly from Caden Smith. That pitch, well, I'm not sure how that wasn't a strike. And it's 3-0. Boy, that looked knee-high right over the middle. But it is 3-0. Now the pitch. And it's ball four. So a four-pitch walk. Barnhill up and on for a second time. And a one-out walk puts him at first. And now here comes Corning head coach Travis Averkamp. And a meeting on the hill. We're in the top of the fifth inning. One out, one on for Hiawatha. They trail Corning 5-1. Two teams split their lone doubleheader back in the middle of June. Top two seeds coming into this tournament, both with double-digit wins. Hiawatha came in with a record of 10-4, Corning at 10-2. So just a brief meeting. I'm going to set the over-under at 1.5 at how many times Fisher throws over to first base. With Barnhill over there for a second time. When Barnhill singled in the first, Fisher threw over there about 5 or 6 times. But ultimately, Barnhill was able to steal second base. He won't throw. Barnhill stays there, and the first pitch to Ashton Rocky inside for a ball. Rocky grounded out in the first and then singled in the third. He is 1-for-2. There's the first throw over to first. So if you took the over, you need one more. If you took the under, you might sweat. 1 ball and no strikes. Again, not much of a lead. Fisher fires it at home, and this is hit left center field. Going back is the center fielder, and it's off the wall. Looking up was the center fielder, Lehman, and it's going to be a double. And the runner in Barnhill has to stop at third. That was 5 or 6 feet from clearing the fence. And now runners at second and third with one out. A deep, deep drive to near dead center. It was just left of the 340 sign. It probably went 333, and it landed right at the base of the fence. I think Lehman might have lost it at the last second. And a check swing, but it goes right back to Fisher, and he makes the out at first. So a huge, huge second out. And Oldham not happy with himself as it goes 1-3 for out 2. Nobody advancing, so now it's up to Joel Bryan with 2 outs and the runners at 2nd and 3rd. Corning leading 5-1 here in the top of the 5th. A walk and a double as him at 2nd and 3rd. Bryan swinging and fouling this one away. Fisher jumps ahead 0-1. So Wishrup led off the inning. He struck out. Barnhill walked. Rocky doubled the deep center, put it at 2nd and 3rd with 1 out, and then Oldham grounding out to the pitcher with no advance from any runner. Now a chance for Fisher to get out of the inning unharmed. Here's an 0-1. Boy, and that another close one that misses the zone this time, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Hiawatha could really use a base hit. Here's the 1-1. Low fastball. and it's two balls and one strike. Jacobson two up next, but Brian needs to go through here with two outs, some way, shape, or form. Fisher fires a 2-1, and it's outside. Skips away from Womack, but he's on it quickly and no advance. But now the count 3-1 on Joel Bryan. Barnhill at third, Rocky at second. Two outs, a 3-1 count here on Bryan. Corning a 5-1 lead, but Hiawatha threatening. Can they get something with two outs? Fisher sets, and the 3-1. Inside, ball four. Bases are loaded for Cooper Jacobson, who was our player of the game last night. He singled in his last at-bat. And now he has them loaded. He represents the tying run. Tonight, Jacobson 1-for-2, a single and a strikeout. Quick pause by the umpire, but Fisher sets, and we'll just go back to the windup here. And he hits one hard to the right side, but right at Talley, who throws to first for the out. So they load him up, and Hiawatha ends it with a 0. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Still 5-1 Corning here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Summer has arrived, and we all love to take in those warm summer rays. But we must remember to protect our skin and eyes from the damaging effects of the sun. UV exposure is the main culprit for skin cancer diagnosis. If you plan to be out in the sun, the best protection for your skin is to use sunscreen, SPF 15 or higher. Wear protective clothing, including a hat and sunglasses, and find plenty of shade. Please talk with your primary care physician today if you have any concerns or questions about your risk for skin cancer. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Time and True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, is where you'll find everything for your yard and garden projects. They have grass seed, fertilizers, lawn sprays, and for your garden, bulk sweet corn seed, beans, peas, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Of course, they also have garden and yard equipment. You can rent tillers, sprayers, grass seeders, and a full line of tools to help you with your projects. At Hine and True Value, just ask Reynolds. Behind every project is a True Value.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
A couple of defensive changes here for Hiawatha, as it appears to be. Looking at the sheet here. Tyler Stevens in for Matt Monaghan at third base, again for Hiawatha. And then Cade Pyle is out. And Gannon Becker is in right field. So two changes for Hiawatha. They leave the bases loaded in the top of the fifth. Corning's lead is still 5-1 as they come up here in the home half of the fifth. 8-9-1 in the order, Lehman, Wimberly, and Talley. So Hiawatha had second and third with one out, and then Oldham grounded out to the pitcher, but then Brian walked to load him up, and then Jacobson a hard shot to the second baseman, but Talley made a beautiful play. Record that final out and keep it a four-run game. Carson Gilbert back to work for Hiawatha. Lehman shows bunt and puts it down, but it's hit hard enough. Right back to Gilbert, who throws to first for the out. So one up and one down. That brings up Miles Wimberly. He has reached twice, reached on an error and scored in the second, was hit by a pitch and scored in the third. Nobody on, one out, bottom of the fifth. Beautiful night here in Seneca. Corning with the four-run lead. Swing and a miss by Wimberly. Caught a piece, but caught by Wishrup. And it's no balls and one strike. Gilbert has really settled down since struggling through the first couple of innings. And his defense has not helped him out a whole lot tonight. As four of the five runs are unearned. And Hiawatha had five errors in the game. Really had to grind through the first couple of innings. That could have been much bigger. Corning scored two in the first, two in the second. Gilbert's next pitch hit to the right side. Beautiful stab by Jacobson. He'll tap first for the out. And it's two up and two down. unassisted ground out to Jacobson at first base. Back to the top of the order, fourth time up for Trenton Talley. He has reached twice, grounded out in the first, scored after reaching on an error in the second, and reached on a fielder's choice in the third, but was left stranded at third. And the first pitch is tying inside. Talley has to scoot out of the way, and it's one ball and no strikes. Gilbert faced four in the fourth, trying to retire Corning 1-2-3 for the first time tonight. Gilbert fires the 1-0, popped up to the right side, playable in shallow right. Coming up is Becker, who just came in, and an underhand catch out there for the out. And Gilbert does retire the side quickly, 1-2-3. So five in the books and five runs for Corning. They lead Hiawatha 5-1 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Time to replace that old storm door. Odd size, can't find one, standard door won't fit. And let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gherkin storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gherkin? Gherkin Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gherkin offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gherkin.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gherkin storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
We heard it a lot during 2020. Stay local, shop small. Remember to keep that in mind when you're looking for your next mortgage lender. United Bank and Trust offers a full mortgage lending team available to help you through it all. Looking to buy a new house or tear down a few walls as your family grows? Stay local with your team at United Bank and Trust. Stop by your local branch and let a mortgage lender get you started. Or apply online at www.ubankonline.com. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
And Corning continues to lead 5-1 over Hiawatha as we're deep into the game now. Start of the sixth inning, Hiawatha down to their final six outs. As it'll be Caden Smith to lead things off. He's had a good night, a double in his first at bat, and then drove in the lone run for Hiawatha in the fourth with a sacrifice fly to center. 5-1 Corning. Fisher back to work. He's been solid. 9 strikeouts in the game. Winner moves on to the state tournament next week. Loser will have to play one more game tomorrow night and then win that game to be the second team to advance out of this tournament. First pitch missing up and into Smith. One ball and no strikes. Fisher fires. And a ground ball, slow roller, playable for Gibbs at short, takes his time, and the throw is low, and it gets away. That's going to be the first error of the game. And that one goes against Gibbs at short. He had time to make the throw, and it was just a throw well low and in the dirt, and that was a tough play to dig out for Henry Heidemann. So it goes down to Z6, and Smith is on to begin the inning. And again, it's Tyler Stevens, who is pitch hitting for Matt Monaghan. Took over at third base to start the last half inning. A swing and a miss at the first pitch for strike one. Another throw to first. Smith back in time. No balls and one strike. Hiawatha down 4 here in the sixth inning. Next pitch low, it's in the dirt, gets away, and Smith able to take it up to second base without a throw. So he's in scoring position with nobody out. Count one ball and one strike here on Stevens. Gannon Becker due up next. It was also a defensive sub in the last half inning. Here's a foul ball. Lands on top of us here on this brand new press box here in Seneca. They got it set up nice for everyone working these games this week, working hard. Count one ball and two strikes here on Stevens. Runner at second base, nobody out. Pitch is low, but Womack stops it with the chest guard. Keeps it in front. It's two balls and two strikes. So Smith opened up the sixth here, reaching on an error. Got the second on a wild pitch. Tyler Stevens pitch hitting here for Matt Monaghan. It's a 2-2 count. 5-1 Corning here in the top of the sixth. Spencer sets. Looks back to second. Fires. Just inside, and the count's full. 3-2 with another pitch hitter. And Gannon Becker due up next. Big pitch here for Fisher. See what he does. Ground ball, playable Gibbs. Nice hop. Looks back the runner at second base. Throw on the money to Heidemann in time for the out. So Gibbs making up for the error to lead off the inning. It goes 6-3. Stevens retired for the first out. And again, here's the second straight pitch hitter in Gannon Becker batting for the first time as Pyle, in his first two at-bats, struck out both times. So one out, runner at second base. First pitch by Fisher, missing inside to Becker, and the count is 1-0. Fisher has struck out 9 in the game. Really had to grind that last half inning. Hiawatha left him loaded. There's a strike on the outside corner, 1-1. One run, 5 hits, 7 left on base so far. Or I should say, yeah, that's right, 5 hits. And the 7 left on base. Next pitch, the 1-1, swing and a miss by Becker, and it's 1-2. 5 runs, 5 hits, 8 on base have been left by Corning. Before the 5 runs have been unearned, and there's a swing and a miss on a curveball. Becker retired for out number 2. How about the double-digit mark? 10 strikeouts now for Fisher. And Smith still sitting at second base, but now back-to-back outs, a ground out and a strikeout. It's up to the catcher, Cooper Wishrup, who has struck out twice in his two at-bats. 5-1 Corning, 2 outs, runner at second, top of the 6th. Fisher a little shimmy before the fire. First pitch fastball in there for strike 1. Well, Fisher was an All-State selection in Class 2-1A this past year for Onega, and it's showing here with how good he's been on the mound tonight. 0-1. And a slow roller right back to Fisher. Plenty of time, jogging over towards first. Underhands it to Heidemann for the out. Hiawatha leaving another runner stranded. So no harm, no foul. To the bottom of the 6th we go. 5-1 Corning here on KNZA.
Finding True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, is where you'll find everything for your yard and garden projects. They have grass seed, fertilizers, lawn sprays, and for your garden, bulk sweet corn seed, beans, peas, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Of course, they also have garden and yard equipment. You can rent tillers, sprayers, grass seeders, and a full line of tools to help you with your project. At Heinen True Value, just ask Reynolds. Behind every project is a true value.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals. Guidance with the latest technology. On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule. If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
KNZA.
One more chance here for Corning to add some insurance. They lead it 5-1 over Hiawatha as we get set to start the bottom of the 6th inning. Carson Gilbert remains on the mound for Hiawatha. The Legion AA Zone 4 baseball tournament. Two of these teams going to state. Winner here goes to state. Loser will have to play one game tomorrow night against either Doniphan County or Seneca. Then the winner of that late game tomorrow night will wrap up the tournament and qualify the second team for Concordia next week. These were the top 2 seats coming in. Corning 2 in the first, 2 in the second, 1 in the third. Hiawatha's lone run was back in the 4th. But a chance for some insurance here in the bottom of the 6th inning, up by 4. Zach Fisher, Drew Gibbs, JT Ross, 2, 3, and 4 in the Corning lineup. Fourth at bat for Zach Fisher. He has walked and scored. He has singled and has reached on an error. He also has a stolen base. First pitch by Gilbert is popped up. Shallow center field, and it's going to drop in for a hit. boy, that could have been a really good play by Oldham. A diving attempt, running back into his left from second base. He really couldn't have placed it any better, and Fisher is on with a leadoff single. Fisher is second hit of the night. That brings up Drew Gibbs. Gibbs doubled in a run with a double in the first. He was hit by a pitch with the bases loaded in the second. He was also grounded out to first. First pitch in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Let's see if Corning can add to the four-run lead here in the bottom of the sixth. Leadoff single by Fisher. He's over there with nobody out. And now this one is roped to the gap in right center field. That one is trouble, and that gets by the center fielder and Rocky, and it rolls up to the fence. Fisher, too much speed. He's around third, heading for home, and he's in safely. Drew Gibbs, his second RBI double of the night, and the insurance is certainly good insurance. It's now 6-1 Corning. Gibbs at second with nobody out. Here's JT Ross. Gilbert's first pitch to Ross in there for a strike. So three pitches, a single and a double, and an RBI has added a run for Corning. Ross fouls this one straight back, and he's quickly down 0-2. Ross walked and scored in the first, singled in a run in the second, and grounded out to short in the fourth. He's got Gibbs at second with nobody down. Gilbert has pitched from the jump. That's just the second earned run he has allowed. Next pitch outside, 1-2. Ross the lefty, playing in left field tonight. Here's the 1-2. Hard shot. And tagging the runner, it's going to be a double play by Joel Bryant. So Bryant makes a beautiful scoop right in front of Gibbs, who tried going to third. He makes the play, tags him for the out, and then had plenty of time to get Ross at first. So a 6-3 double play. Just like that, two outs, nobody on. Here's Womack. Swing and a miss. First pitch by Gilbert, 4-1. So Bryant's had an interesting night at short. Involved in a runner interference in the first. Thought he had another one in the later innings that turned out to be an RBI. And then right there, he fielded that ground ball just pretty much right in front of Gibbs, who was trying to go to third, but fielded it, tagged him, made the throw to first in time. Womack looks at strike two, and it's quickly 0-2. But Gibbs, it provides some insurance with an RBI double. Ooh, Gilbert thought it was strike three, took off from the mound, and a nice little smirk as the umpire says ball one, and it's 1-2. So 1-2, 2 outs, bottom of the sixth inning. A 6-1 Corning lead. Here's the 1-2 by Gilbert. Swing and a miss on a fastball. So he only faces four, but a single and then a double by Gibbs, driving in an insurance run, and the final opportunity for Hiawatha. We head to the seventh, a 6-1 game.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
KNZA.
Final opportunity for Hiawatha here in this ballgame. Corning trying to wrap it up and punch their ticket to the AA Legion State Tournament next week out in Concordia. 6-1, the Corning lead. They got an extra run in the home half of the sixth. Some insurance via an RBI double by Drew Gibbs. The All-State pitcher, Zach Fisher, will try to go the distance. Who has given up just 5 hits and has recorded 10 strikeouts. And has given up just the 1 run. But it will be the top of the order for Hiawatha. Barnhill, Rocky, and Oldham. Just an update. If the score holds and Corning wins, they are on to state. And Hiawatha will have to play 1 game tomorrow night at 8 o'clock against the winner of Seneca and Doniphan County, which is an elimination game, of course. But then the winner of that gets Hiawatha, assuming the score holds here. With the winner of that game being the second team off to state next week. So if Hiawatha can't come back, they'll still have an opportunity, but we'll have to win another and a late one tomorrow night. Of course, we'll have both those games tomorrow right here on KNZA. All right, here we go. Fisher trying to close it out for Corning. Here's Brent Barnhill. A single, a strikeout, and a walk. 1-for-2. Fisher has 10 strikeouts in the game. In the first pitch, in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Hiawatha's lone run in the fourth, the sacrifice fly by Caden Smith. There's a swing and a miss by Barnhill, and quickly down 0-2, way out in front of the off-speed pitch. Corning, 2 in the first, 2 in the second, 1 in the third, 1 in the sixth. And another off-speed pitch, bender and looking all the way. Barnhill down on 3 pitches for the first out. Make it 11 strikeouts for Fisher. One out, nobody on. Here's Ashton Rockies. Had another good night. He had 3 hits yesterday in the win over Seneca. He's got 2 hits here tonight. A single and a double. He's 2-for-3. But he's got to start the rally somewhere. His team down 5 and down to their final 2 outs. First pitch up and in, ball 1. Well, these two have certainly been the most consistent teams all summer long. Corning has won 10 of their last 11 in 5 straight. There's a foul ball just to the right of the line down the first base side, and it's 1-1. Hiawatha had a real good start to their season. They kind of played about 500 ball down the stretch after their win yesterday over Seneca, just 4-3 over their last 7. The only 2 losses for Corning was 1 to Hiawatha and the other was 2 Seneca. Both by 1 run. Pitch low and in the dirt, 2-1 here on Rocky. So 6-1 Corning here in the top of the 7th. Tell you what, Corning holds on and gets to state, they will be a tough out. There's a strike, looking all the way, now 2-2. Still Hiawatha would be a good out too, if they're able to get there, but again, if they can't come back, they will have to win 1 game tomorrow night against either Seneca or Doniphan County. The next pitch runs inside, and Fisher upset with himself, that hits Rocky, and he'll take first base with 1 out. That'll bring up Xavier Oldham, who is 0-for-3, a couple of ground outs and a strikeout. Four of the 6 runs by Corning tonight have been unearned, and the Hiawatha defense struggled in the first 3 innings with 5 errors, but they have not committed an error since then. Fisher's 0-1, good stop. It was outside and low. Womack diving to his right to make the stop. Keeps it in front. It's 1-0. So So Rockies at first with one out. You're in the top of the seventh. Corning by five. Fisher a throw to first. Rocky back in time. Fisher sets and fires a 1-0. And it's high. Two balls and no strikes. Fisher trying to throw a complete game. He had to grind. Really his toughest inning was the fifth. Hiawatha got runners at second and third with one out, and then they had him loaded with two outs, but he got out of it. Right now he's wavering a little bit. 3-0 counts here on Oldham. That pitch is low, ball four. So Rocky to second base and Oldham to first. And I don't know if Fisher's going to end it. And there's the call by the umpire. It is a pitch count. Has been reached by Zach Fisher, so he's going to have to come out. What a night. We'll have his numbers after a quick timeout, as Corning will have to have a new pitcher to close out this game. Hiawatha trailing by five, but two on and one out here in the seventh, and we're back right after this.
This is Erica Jansen at SBS Insurance in Auburn. Do you consider yourself a safe driver and feel that you should benefit from that with lower auto insurance premiums? Auto insurance companies like Nationwide, Progressive, and Travelers offer telematics. Based on your safe driving, you can see up to a 30% discount. If you want to know more about how your safe driving can save you money, give your local SBS office a call.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528, 336-3528.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Zach Fisher can't finish it out for Corning, reaching his pitch count here in the seventh. He's responsible for the runners at first and second. As Trenton Talley will now be the one to try to close this thing out for Corning. Talley and Drew Gibbs combined to give up just one run in the five innings yesterday in their 18-0 win over Doniphan County. There's one out and two on, Corning leading 6-1. Fisher, six innings, five hits, one run, three walks, and 11 strikeouts. But he is responsible for the two runners on first and second. So here's Joel Bryan. And now a pause in the action. The umpires meeting on the mound to discuss something. Not sure what. And they're going to call a balk against Talley. Explaining what, I guess he took his foot off the rubber illegally or something, but now Rocky up to third. And Oldham to second. Now a base hit could cut the deficit in half. So a balk by Talley before he throws his first pitch, and his first pitch to Joel Bryan is outside for ball one. Rocky was hit by a pitch, and then Oldham walked before Fisher got taken out. Next pitch is outside by Talley, and it's 2-0. So teams that have had good leads in this tournament have really had to grind in the last inning to hold on for wins. There's Talley's first strike, a fastball at the knees. It's 2-1. I mean, Seneca certainly had to hold on against Sabetha earlier tonight. Sabetha had a huge rally in the first game Tuesday, scoring four runs in the seventh, ultimately losing to Doniphan County. Bryan fouls this one away. Now two balls and two strikes. A 6 6-1 Corning lead here in the seventh. Runners at second and third, two down. The runners on base. Fisher is responsible for, and Talley comes up with a huge strikeout. Swinging over the top of that curveball was Bryan, and he is retired for the second out. So down to their final out, it's up to Cooper Jacobson. Corning one out away from heading to Concordia next week. Jacobson's had a good tournament. He singled back in the fourth. Takes in a strike for an 0-1 count. He is 1-for-3. Runner at third is Rocky. Runner at second is Oldham. Talley trying to shut the door. And the pitch. And it's fouled away. And Jacobson down to his final strike. It is 0-2. What a night for Corning. They're a strike away from getting in. They've been the best team consistently this summer. And it would only make sense for them to go to state next week. The pitch. Inside, skips away, and Womack shoveled to home, and the throw not in time. So it's a wild pitch, and Rocky scampers in from home, or from third to home, I should say. It was a near out. Womack made a heck of a play. Talley's tag just a little bit late. The throw was high, and Rocky's good athleticism. Now Oldham to third, but it's a 6-2 game. Jacobson still needs to protect. He's down one ball and two strikes. Correction, one ball, no strikes on Jacobson. That's my apologies. So Talley, giving up the run there. Ground ball could end the game. Gibbs on a nice hop, takes his time, throw to first, and that'll do it. Corning's going to win it by a 6-2 final, and they are on their way to the state tournament next week. Hiawatha drops their first. They'll have a chance to win one tomorrow night and get there. But our final score, Corning 6 and Hiawatha 2. Our postgame is next.
Hi, this is Joyce Sidbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a 12-bed home plus care facility that specializes in memory care. We maintain a 1 staff to 4 resident ratio and recently increased our starting wages. We currently are hiring for certified nurse aides and certified medication aides. If you want to work in an environment where you have the ability to truly make a difference, we encourage you to apply online at oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000 for more information.
A hailstorm can mean devastation to a crop. With so much riding on your bottom line, get the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. Beth Dieters can provide you with hail coverage for your growing crop. Take a few minutes to protect whatever Mother Nature can destroy in a few seconds with hail and other perils. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
KNZA.
Corning is on to the state tournament in Concordia next week. The top seed in this Zone 4 tournament, beating Hiawatha by a final score of 6-2. Back one final time, Brandon and Logan with you as they present the trophy to Corning. We'll have our player of the game momentarily. But an impressive summer it's been so far. Corning will keep it alive as they'll head to Concordia next week. So let's update the bracket real quick. Again, a 6-2 final as Corning beats the 2 seed in Hiawatha. So Corning is in. Hiawatha still has a chance. That was just their first loss. So Hiawatha now awaits the winner of Seneca in Doniphan County, who will play at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. And then the winner of that one again gets Hiawatha in the late game, and the winner of that will be the second team onto the state tournament. Taking a look at some of the final numbers here in the 6-2 Corning win. 2 runs in the first, 2 in the second, 1 in the third, and they added 1 in the sixth. But 4 of the 6 runs that Corning scored were unearned. Hiawatha's defense had 5 errors in the first 3 innings. They were better defensively down the stretch. Carson Gilberts pitched all six innings for Hiawatha, giving up the six runs, just two earned, though. And a couple of strikeouts, or I should say had three strikeouts in the game. But he pitched much better down the stretch. But again, the defense not really helping him out early. That was kind of the difference. Corning celebration is on as they win it. A final score of 6-2. Now time for our player of the game, brought to you by McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca. And we're going to go with Zach Fisher here, who labored late, but six strong innings for the All-State selection from Onega. He gives up five hits, two runs, but he struck out 11, and he walked three. But then offensively, had a walk and a run scored, and then had two singles and another run scored. He also had a couple of stolen bases in the game. And honorable mention to Drew Gibbs, who had two RBI doubles, one in the first and one in the sixth inning. So that'll be Zach Fisher, our player of the game, brought to you by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. So we set it up for you tomorrow night, Corning the first team in. We still got one more to qualify. First game at 6 o'clock tomorrow. It'll be Seneca and Doniphan County, and the winner gets Hiawatha in the late game, with the winner of that one being the second team off to the state tournament next week. It's been a grind, but we got one more night for you and one more team to qualify, but Corning is in with a 6-2 win over Hiawatha. Final numbers, Corning, 6 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. They left 8 on base. Their record is now 11-2. Hiawatha with the loss, they're 10-5, 2 runs, 5 hits, 5 errors, and they left 9 on base. Seneca and Doniphan County at 6 tomorrow. Winner gets Hiawatha at 8, and the winner of that one will be Team 2, heading to Concordia next week. Congrats to Corning. They're off to state. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. Thanks for listening to another night of Legion Baseball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of American Legion Baseball on your sports authority, Kansaland Radio.